Blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. I am Reverend Rick, also known as the Collared Carpenter, and today we are talking about prepping. Third week in November, I don't know if your family, if you have gotten everything together yet, but let's talk today about prepping.
Welcome. Today we have Reverend Rick Saff, who is a Western Rite Orthodox priest in Texas, who loves sharing conversations on faith, divine mystery, and all things awesome. And now for this week's episode with Rick.
Well, if you're here to listen about what it takes, what supplies it takes, what skills it takes to survive a nuclear holocaust or World War III, that's not what this episode is about. It's not about prepping for Armageddon or for an invasion in our country. We are talking about prepping for your life. We are talking about prepping for something more important that's coming in just a few weeks. This episode is coming out here the third week in November 2021, and it's here to be an instrument for you to prep for what is to come, because this holiday season, this Thanksgiving, this Christmas, whatever holidays that arise, it consumes us. It consumes us in consumerism. It consumes our time. And it becomes much less of what it's supposed to be about. This season before Christmas, traditionally, is known as a time of preparation. Just as before Easter, there is a time of preparation, so too before Christmas, this is also a time of preparation, a time to put everything in order. Maybe even go through a few things and realize you have way too much that needs to be cleaned out, whether physically or emotionally. Because in the end, it's that anticipatory joy that we are looking for Christmas. It is this ultimate gift that we are given, the birth of a Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is, for us, a culmination of salvation history that just doesn't end with a birth in Bethlehem. See, salvation history continues. It continues after the birth. It even continues after the death of Jesus, because it includes you and me. So, if we are to look at this as we were prepping for Armageddon, then it's like, okay, what do we need to do and have in terms of supplies, in terms of training and skills, in terms of what we really need to focus on? So my hope is that during these next 40 days, as we prepare for Christmas, you take an opportunity not to get sucked in by modernism and by secularism and by individualism, but that you truly take a moment each and every day to focus on what is most important. So for some people, if you were prepping for Armageddon, you would have those stockpiles of food that are those staple stockpiles of food. Rice, beans, pasta. Those things that can survive all of eternity, seemingly on a shelf, that can give you carbohydrates and proteins and a mixture of just what you need to survive on. And what we need to do is to have ample supplies of it. Well, during these 40 days, I am going to encourage you to continue on this podcast, to listen for the additional series that I'm doing on the Gospel of Luke. Each time it will come out with a reading from one chapter of Luke's gospel and a commentary about it. See, these are our rice and beans, and we have so much to feed on. There are so many books in the Bible to nourish us, to inspire us, to give us energy and hope. The Word of God is there as a gift for us, if we choose to take it in, if we choose to gobble it up and eat it, to consume it. Or do we just push it off to the side and not eat that portion? Do we instead decide to nourish ourselves with the Snicker bars and the candy and the sweet stuff that doesn't give us truly balanced nutrition? When we just look at just video games or just TikTok or just one of those things that mindlessly suck our time away from us, I encourage you for these 40 days to take the opportunity to go ahead and to consume scriptures. Now, the thing is with these scriptures, why I'm doing it this way, it's just not reading. I mean, you could go on anywhere and just read, and it's a pretty bland diet of just beans and rice. But by adding a commentary in there, an explanation of what is truly happening, give you reference. What I'm hoping to do is put in a little bit of spice and flavor to maybe what you don't know. Now, by all means, I am not a biblical scholar whatsoever. I've just read a lot. It's one of those that there are so many different opinions and scholarly views on certain things, and it's not that I'm in any one certain camp to give that to you. I just want to give you some reference, a little bit of spice to the scripture, so that you'll want to go ahead and be nourished by it daily. I mean, there's 24 chapters in Luke's gospel, right? Yeah, 24. You know, so if there's 40 days, you know, you can do the math there. So for you, it's what type of pace do you want to put to this prepping for yourself? Do you want to pack everything at the beginning and leave time at the end? Or do you want to space it out? Or do you want to leave it all to the end and try to cram it in? Free will, remember. That's what he gives us. My hope, though, is that you'll spread this out and you'll take these opportunities to truly go ahead and let this nourish your soul. Hopefully you'll learn something new. You'll be able to take a kernel of something different from these podcasts, from this series. If not, if you already know so much about Scripture, kudos to you. Great job. Doesn't hurt to listen. Doesn't hurt to add just a little bit more, a few more calories in the pack. But just know that I'm trying to give you just one more tool, one more thing in your bag as you prep. And what is all this preparing for? This is preparing for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. A birth that we celebrate each and every year. Do we really celebrate it each and every year? Or do we just exchange gifts and say Merry Christmas? Do you really come to understand that there is so much meaning in that creche, in that manger, between Mary and Joseph, Jesus, the shepherds, the wise men? So much. And it's truly a gift for all who wish to partake. And that's just it. Jesus came, but some did not accept. Some did not say yes. So that's where I'm hoping now, by listening to this, you come to a realization that I do need to say yes. I do need to fully understand this. Because this means that there is a Messiah. This means that there was a sacrifice for me. This means so much for all of humanity. So this Christmas, as you prepare, instead of worrying about the stockings that are hung, or the gifts that need to be purchased, or the parties that need to go to, since parties are now available, instead it needs to be something different. Instead it needs to be a focus. Focus on Christ, as we keep Christ in Christmas. God love y'all, and have a wonderful week. Looking for a great protein bar? Consider Nugo dark chocolate pretzel bars with sea salt. These dark chocolate bars have 12 grams of protein, are free of palm oil, they're certified gluten-free, certified vegan, non-GMO, 200 calories, and taste great. Click the link below and buy yours today.